We're holding in Siman Shin Beis. We did Sif test. We're holding in Mishabur. We're holding in Mishabur. Sif Katan Lama test, which is the first one. First Sif Katan on the Sif. And he's writing a Hakdama. So we picked up in the Hakdama. So I guess it would say about 10 lines down from the top. So Hamachabes Begodim is a total of Malabin and its Chayiv. And Schita also applies to that. Now, Behuva did this. We're right with the marking for the Sharetzi and Nun Aleph, beginning of the line. So, Behuva did the Kibbutz Shaykh Ba'aris HaRachim. Soft leather also has halachos of Kibbutz. B'yesh Af Mekashin, even hard leather. But there's going to be a difference between leather and clothing.
Even
cloth.
Hard leather, what?
There's also kibbutz. Okay. But there's a difference between the case of leather and the case of cloth. The Ba'aris Lish Mikra kibbutz Ach Yia kibbutz Gomer. We begot them Kaimel on the Shriyosan Bimayam Zuhi kibbutzan Bechai Mishum Bechabis. Loishta begotim Levonim, Loishta Sivuim. The person takes a cloth. A soiled cloth, whether it's white, whether it's colored, and soaks it in water, halachically that's considered already kibbutz. That doesn't apply to aros. Just soaking them in water is not considered kibbutz by aros, but when a person would do the process of rubbing them together and thereby loosening the soil, etc., that would apply to aros as well. Okay. Gimel. This halacha that we just said, there's a concept in the Gemara that shriyos and zuhi kibbutz, and just soaking them is considered kibbutz. There's a discussion in the Gemara, in the poskim. Okay, and this is in the Rishonim. Yeshurim and the Davka kashiyesh eitz adaber lichluch ala beged that shriya mabra halichluch. This halacha applies to when the beged is dirty. So soaking it loosens the dirt, and that's already considered kibbutz. Okay, ablim ein shom lichluch. If there's no dirt there, there's something which is actually dirtying the cloth. Feel a hushkar machmas will be even though the baggad by being worn for a while has become discolored a little bit. Lo mikir kibbutz al yedei shriya levad in lo shemachabson mamish b'shesochet es memeyan. That will not be removed just by soaking. It's already, as it were, almost like, you know, absorbed into the cloth. So soaking alone will not be considered kvisa. But if a person would rub it, or a person would squeeze out the water, as he's squeezing out the water, so some of the dirt is coming out with it. So those are forms of kibbutz. But become welcome also the shreshim that we made a button. Zera shami yavul l'schita. But according to the Baal HaTshuma, Zera HaTshuma, soaking it is also made a button because the natural step after you soak it is you squeeze it out. And that's going to be an issue of the rice. So they asked the soaking because of the squeezing. So even though the Morse says shriyas and zulkibus, that's referring to a case where there is actual dirt on it, as opposed to just the discoloration which comes from being worn for a long period of time. Okay, but the Yeshar remember the filo en aleim lichluch klal min the shriyosin zhi kibbutzin. See the second opinion, which the Sharsim point out is the Rashbam. They hold no, that's not true. That shriya is not considered kibbutz. I'm sorry, the tree always is considered kibbutz. Fine. But that's all talking about just soaking it in a liquid which would function as kibbutz. If the liquid that you're soaking in is something which will do the opposites, so he washed his hands, and his hands are full of water. And now he wipes them off on this cloth, making the cloth quite wet. So we should argue just soaking the cloth is considered kibbutz. Yeah, but what he's soaking the cloth with is the water from his hands, which is full of not only the water, but the oil and the dirt and the whatever was on his hands. So he's not making the bag cleaner, he's making the bag dirtier. If his hands were full of water, and by doing so, this cloth became saturated with water. This is not considered kibbutz, it's the opposite, it's dirtying it. Okay? But there's a third sheet which is more machmer, that Tim Hoya Mai Marubim, I feel Kishahu Derek Lichl, Hermin and Shriyas is the Kibusoi, while Kane, him serving the Kishanot, Yoda, Beroitzel Nagam, Bemapo. So a person wants to dry off his hands, according to this sheet. So, yearly, Nanar Yodav, actually, Yeshurale Rachmat Mayim, it was mutter. It's only a problem if you're going to saturate it. So if you shake off most of the water, you're not going to saturate the cloth. So according to them, that's what you'd have to do. About to know about the virus of Sif. Now let's. So this is really Hakdama to Sif Tes and Sif Yud. So now we can go through the points which are raised here in the Sif. So the first case over here was you're putting water on a minnow. So minnow's made out of leather. So by leather, we said that just soaking it is not considered kibbutz. So you're allowed to put water on this piece of leather. It's not considered to be mekabes it because it's not considered kibbutz just by putting water on it. So you're putting it on the middle of the sachzachay. There is something dirty on the shoe. So you pour water till it rinses off. So it's a rinsing. So rinsing is not considered kibbutz because it didn't really absorb into the garment. It's just on the surface of the garment because the shoe over here is leather. So all you do is taking off what's on the surface. That's not considered kibbutz. But to do kibbutz, which would be to rub it one side to the other, which is what people when they wash something, that's what they do. Okay, so that's going to be usher, and pasha not only will be usher, it's going to be chai. Fine. But he named Eloshin Zem Mashu the Stam Kibbutz Beminol. I feel the Yisur Alekav. So we're saying over here that the only problem is if we do this act of rubbing the two sides one on the other, but just stam kibbutz, just putting water on it, it's not problematic at all. Okay, so there's going to be rinsing, there's going to be soaking, and there's going to be rubbing. So rinsing is mutter. Soaking is going to be this machloikis that Mr. Burr is mentioning now, whether that's also a mutter by leather. And then there's a rubbing, which is also by leather. But it comes to cleates, so soaking is not a problem. The only case you would have an issue would be a case where you'd be rubbing. Okay. Fine. But to rub one side of the shoe to the other, rub the leather together to remove and loosen any dirt which is there, etc., that's going to be osur. And that Mishabura Membez, well, Chiyuv Anami Ika, the Kibbutz Shaykh Afbaris. It's not just osur, it's a Chiyuv, it's a Wibi Chayiv as well. Shabbos, a person would do that. Okay. And he says, "Bag which has lichluch on it, even rinsing is going to be a problem. Sichsuch is a problem because that's considered kibbutz already. What you're allowed to do is you're allowed to wipe it off with a cloth gently."
What sichsuch?
Sichsuch is rinsing. So a bag which has lichluch, I feel a reich b'alma, but even if the lichuk is just would be saliva, so you cannot do sichsuch. The sazon pirish shaos elitin alav mayim klal afilu motim. You can't put even a little bit of water on it, because zel kibus, that's considered kibus. But to learn my beged shaos zel kibus, my beged just wetting it is considered kibus. Even though kibbutz does apply to shoes, to leather, it's not the soaking part, but it's when the rubbing part. Now, the Ramah said the beggar doesn't have lichluch, so you have to put a little bit of water, and not a lot, because Shema Yisrait. And some answer in all scenarios. Even if it's baggage which does not have lichluch. So Mr. Burr says in Mimbab, if the baggage, we're saying right now the first opinion, if the baggage doesn't have lichluch, you're allowed to put small amounts of water. The Shri Allah Habikibus Ella Kesheshel of lichluch. So just using water alone is automatically kibbutz. That's only because if it's dirtied.
Okay.
So it's true. Why is only Mayim Watim? Why Mayim Rubim Masr? The answer to Mayim Rubim is also because of Shema Yiskot. The person will go actively and squeeze out. That's considered kibbutz. Consider kibbutz even by a bag of shem b'lichluch. The way the Mishnah Berurah learned before the pshat is because even though it doesn't have lichluch, I mean it's been worn, so it has a certain amount of dirtiness embedded in it. That's not lichluch. That's going to come out through squeezing. But if the person intentionally wants to wash it, even a little bit of water is also came up ahead. You say for a truma, became masher gum, came with a smug. Come with sausage, she came with a little rabble.
If a person wants to rinse,
if a person is intentionally putting water there to rinse it with the purpose of cleaning it, that's his goal, is to kibus, so that's going to be also, even though it's a small amount of water. So you have to put a little bit of water, not a lot, because the beggar doesn't have lichluch. You're not putting a lot. Because Shema Yisrael, to be moved, Dover, Sheno, Makbid, Al Neimov, Manicha, Kamazman, Al Imamayim. You don't mind the fact that it's wet. So there's no gzer, you might come to squeeze it. So then, look, Zina, Shema Yisrael, Bezer, Kamashikosta, Besim, Shinal, of Sifman Bob. So a towel, which a person uses, and it gets wet. So we don't have this issue of the gzeira of Shema Yisrael. But the Ramah said, Yesh Armin Oysim B'cholinyan. So, right. Yesh Oysim. So, Mishnah Berurah, Memchas. So, Sir Lahu, the Armin and Shiyas and Zulkibus, and I feel a beggar, Shein Alav Lichluch. Even though the beggar does not have any specific known dirtied places, just the overall beggar is been used, so it has a certain amount of whatever absorbed into it. So then even a little bit of water is a problem of kibbutz. But even according to them, if a person does it b'dafka derech lichluch, so now so who do we pass it like? So we have the Mechaber said beggar has lichluch is also to do sichsuch. So even only a beggar which has lichluch has a problem. There's no lichluch on it, so that's it. It's more to the sachsuch. Then Yesh Arim said no. Come to Ramah said beggar shein alav lichluch. You can put mayim watim v'lo merubim. And some answer even by a beggar shein alav lichluch. They ask, even though the beggar doesn't have lichluch, they're still answering. The Mishabura says that it's a shalom of the rice of the gadin. Shushri machmer. And even a beggar who doesn't have lichluch, you should not put water on. Okay. Sif Yud. So that being said, comes the Mechaber. Hereches Yadav. A person who washes his hands are full of water. So toiv lenagvim bekayach zubazul hasim mehem amayim kviyachol to kadam shein yikanchem b'mapa. So even though it's a case of putting on water derech lichluch, so it's like a numadrega. It's not a beggar doesn't have lichluch. Your bama should do even worse. You're putting or better even. You're putting water on the beggar in a way which is not cleaning it, dirtying it. You're taking your dirty hands which have been just been wet. And, you wet it for the purpose of washing the tzedayin, and you're drying them on this towel. So that's derech lichluch. So we said before, Mishaber brought in the Hakdama, there was one opinion which says that's still a problem. Therefore, you should remove all the majority of the water from your hands before you dry your hands on the towel. Some say that we don't have to worry about this. The Yerminin Shrias. This is not called soaking it and making it clean. It's the opposite. It's derech lichluch. So we're not for that opinion. Okay, so the person has a problem. The child wetted his garment. So now there's the Meir Glaim on the garment, and the Meir Glaim on the garment creates some halachic issues of saying Dibur Torah, etc. So a person wants to be mevatel the Meir Glaim. So what's halach? If you add a revius of water to the Meir Glaim, you're mevatel the Meir Glaim. And now he's allowed to say Dibur Torah. The problem is, how does he get the water? It's in the baggit. And in the baggit, he can't put water on because that's going to consider that one is considered kibbutz. So the etzah he has is he's going to wash his hands, and then take the water which is on his hands, which is considered derech lichluch because it's not really clean anymore. Rub it, a revius of water is on his hands. Rub it into the garment. You've added a revius into the garment. You have not been over there is a kibbutz on the garment because you're doing it derech lichluch. And you added your water and you move out to the Meir Glaim, and now you can say the Torah under those circumstances. So that's the Eitzah. You can't put water directly because that would be considered you're doing kibbutz. So that would be a Siddharaisa. Okay. So it's proper to remove the extra water. So this chumra that we're saying over here, the first two opinions hold as 100% mutter. There's a lashi that says even derech lichluch is going to be yasser. So that's a big chumra. We're doing this three years to that sheet which you mentioned at the end of Sif Lamates. The Sfiril who the call Gabni Amrin and Shriya says kibusa afshu derech lichluch. They hold even if it's derech lichluch, we say Shriya is considered kibus. Eldim humat mayim, serving the ain bezemishum chashas kibus. A little bit of water is not considered kibus. You need a certain amount. So how much is that? I don't know. So you know what? Even the mouth in your hands might be problematic. Dry your hands well. So that's what the Mechaber said. Came along the Ramah says that we're not worried about that because he's doing it derech lichluch. You take your hands which are dirty and you wet them and then you wipe them on the mapa. All of the dirt on your hands goes into the mapa. That's not considered kibbutz. That's considered the opposite. Now, these type of things, you don't mind the fact that they're full of water. So you're not going to come to squeeze them. But to dry your hands on something, people normally get upset if it's full of water. They're machbed on that. It's aser mitam shemi yavla de schita. So there we have a new problem. There's a gzeirah shem yischait. So you can't something which you have a do not like the fact that it's wet, so you're gonna, you might come to squeeze it out. That this halacha that we answer by these garments is only because it's a large amount of water. Which we're talking about here, drying your hands. That's not enough water that people can get nervous about the fact that their bag now has water and want to squeeze it out. So they're makel when drying your hands. So here are different problems. So the water spilled and I want to clean it up with this baggage. So even if you tell me that the water is not clean water because it's full of everything on the table, etc. But if it soaks enough, it's exerted of schita. So that'd be a problem. So a person should dry his hands. According to the first sheet, you should dry your hands. But the most, you don't have to dry your hands. Since it's Derech Lichluch, and therefore, it's mutter to be menagav your yodov on this baggage, which the child put meraglayim, as a subterfuge, how to get water into the baggage to move out to the meraglayim. Because you're doing the water, according to this, the water which you wash your hands with is considered Derech Lichluch. So you're doing a lichluch in the baggage, and meanwhile you're adding water and meaning about the merig line. Like if you don't yada b'mayim managwa b'habaggad, person would wash his hands and then dry them off on this baggage, which had merig line. So you're gonna do bitul. Yesh olav tsoya, but if there's actual particles of fecal matter there, osavira afila yadei nigu v'hayadayim, al vishahu derech lichlu, mekomokam kibasu, the beggar ha'yum aluchluch yoyser, mekonim atam ma'aviroi. If there's actual physical, even though he's doing a derech lichlu, quote unquote, but he's taking off the soya, so that's going to be problematic. Ma'ashenkim meraglayim, she'enom os kolkath, v'gam sham en matir nalak shum the kabanosu, ke levatlon, v'lo the chabis, l'laban ha'begat. So, first of all, they might find the meraglayim and the baggage not as repulsive as the tzoya. So then, because of the derech lichluch of taking your dirty hands and washing your hands, and it doesn't make the person feel that much better. A and B, you're not being mechaven for kibbutz, you're mechaven for bittul. Kelev atla, mashayim with the tzoya, the issue is not bittul, you have to remove the tzoya, so that'd be a kibbutz. So you put it there, clear the vatlam, but tukul yispalu of the work, which will allow you now to daven and to do and to brachas, etc. Kan shemerik laim watim, kamosh yader tinuk lahatul bebegadu shemutah boy. Ve nos lebegad aim kim tipa stubborn mut. So a child wets himself, not so much soaks through. So the water in kinuch yadayim is enough for bittul. And lebe seminayin zayin, mishabur sif katan zayin. That even though the shear normally for bittul is a revius of water, but if the case where the numeric lime itself are less than a revius, you don't need a revius of water. So you just need enough for bittul, which would be something. As long as what you're adding is more than the numeric lime. Okay, so that would be the example over here.
You don't need a revius.
In the case where the merig lime is less than a revius, you don't need a revius of water, you just need more water than the merig lime. So if a revius is 4 ounces, and there's 2 ounces of merig lime, you need 2.1 ounces of water, to be about to, according to some opinions. So that would make sense over here. The only person is not putting a revius of water in his hands into the baggage. But you can't put mayim mamish, you can't just pour actual water on the baggage in order to be about to look. So, what up? Washing your hands over the baggage. So, the water is falling down on the baggage, but it's falling down off your hands, which is like after you got your zuma a little bit. After nasim shayfkim, can we consider that water is considered discard water? But there's no actual dirt in the water. That water is considered something which will be mechabes, which is also. After ain, mechaben, mechabes. Your kavana is not for kibbutz. Your kavana is for bittul. Mikom bakum sikreishahu. The shri also is el kibbutz. So that's considered shri already. Would be considered kibbutz. Chen toyv shalikach tinuk b'cheikoy b'shabbos imloy al kar penyashin. So therefore, when the person's pouring, washing your hands over the bag, and the water which falls down off your hands is a lot of water. That'd be shriya. So a person, when he picks up the child, should put some type of a cloth. So if the child would relieve himself, it will not go through to your beged, because you don't really have an eitz on your beged, a great eitz on your beged, how to make your beged now clean. A beged which is dirty, everybody knows shri is considered kibbutz. So if you have begadim sitting there waiting to do kibbutz, make sure no water. You should not be pouring any water in there on Shabbos. If it's already soaking before Shabbos to the point that the water is above the begadim, so adding more water is not really doing anything. You can't put a beged into water on Shabbos. So the person takes the dirty child, he takes off the garments from the child. So he wants to soak them in water. They should at least not become absorbed all the dirt, and it'd be hard to get it out afterwards. So you can't do that because you're washing on Shabbos. You can't pour on Melatam. Pouring water on Meriglaim on the ground is not kibbutz. The ground is not kibbutz. Okay. So the reason why the Shulchan Aruch didn't take so long to do, and the Mishnah didn't take so long, because there's a lot of Bir Halacha here. Okay. Let's see if we can. Okay, a lot of things over here. I want to do this Bir Halacha on page Peites Amud Aleph, Deloy Amrinan. That when a person is washing his hands, so you don't have to worry about Shriya is considered kibbutz because it's derek lichluch. So even though there's some dirt on the mitpachas, but you're not making it clean, you're making it dirtier by adding the dirtiness, which is you're washing off your hands. So the person wants to wash a child. The child got dirty, and you need to. They would wash him and get warm water and wash, clean off the child. They would put like the cloth. Bareva under the in the you put the child in this sort of like bowl, and you'd put cloths underneath him. So you want to warm up the water to wash the child. Okay, we'll say you'll warm up the water to wash the child, no problem. Yomtiv, it's a tzarich of tinuk. It's considered something which is necessary, and that's considered a valid need. Okay, the problem is you put these cloths down that the child shouldn't slip around all over this bowl. You're washing the cloth when you're pouring water on it. The shara is subamayim. You're soaking the cloth with the water. So what do you do? So the eitz is start with clean cloths. According to the first opinion, someone says clean, there's no kibbutz when you put water on it. Rather, they say, according to the opinion, which is asks when even though they're clean, but after the derech lichluchu, maybe this is considered derech lichluch. Because you're pouring the water over the child onto the beged, meanwhile it's going over the child, taking all of the dirt off the child. So that's derech lichluch. Vavim name the ain't derech lichluch, which that's debatable. Kamakim kibbutz and kiyam heim, vavari ain't roitz a klal we kibbutzim. Kol kamen also rak kadevatziyah tenachas dinuk. So even though maybe there should be a din kibbutz, because it's not really derech lichluch, but it's not what your kavana is. Okay. Rabbi Kibus Malacha Shenatzich Lagufa. Then also the Chacham Pesukim of the Rabbanan, which the Meilah only means the Rabbanan by Malacha Shenatzich Lagufa. But Tinnuk Zah Rabbi Kichayla Shein by Sakana. Im Hu Ragal Berachitza. The Ishahatu is the Rabbanan Bishviloi. So now, am I allowed to do this for the child? So this combination of this argument that A, according to one opinion, it's Bechlal no din Kibus because the garment is clean. The second opinion says, even if you tell me that it's considered derech, it's not considered derech lichluch, it's well considered shigla gufa, the tzarech tinuk, which is a chaylo, will be made makel. Now that's a chiddush number, we're not mad to that. Fine. The time is that ain't lesser mishum shema yischut. There's a gzera shema yischut. Teretz is kivin the dinir lekicharlo. So we're mat to this. The runner shema yischut the tzarich of the chaylo. But she's zorshal yischut. We have to care for the taket. Don't be soichet. You don't have any clean cloths to put that anymore. So you want to put a dirty cloth. Now that's a major problem. That you're cleaning the cloth while you're cleaning the child. Teretz is they come up with the malachin nichol ebed lekiy, but it's not considered enetzich legufa. B'chol daiter shi'ischotem acher rechitzas akata minagve miyim mechubasim. The person is normally having intent that it should benefit the beggar as well. Can come also b'shil kibus gam kein me'ein zem malachin enetzich legufa. Malachin ma'yare in yehuri yeshahata nisiz amindolin lemayim. In that situation, you can use a goy. And the truth is, if you can use a goy for the case where the begotten were clean, it'd also be a good idea. Okay, let's hold it here.